Hello and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane, and this is another episode of Neverwinter Nights in Into the Verse with Kylie Kane. So, last time we left off, we really upgraded our equipment, right? We did basically spent about 3,000 gold to upgrade our equipment nearly completely. And, well, now it's time for us to see if this equipment is going to do the job we wanted it to, right? So let's do this, right? So, and a couple other things I'm going to be doing off this, a little bit of this off camera or off recording, is setting my task bar up for, quickly setting up spells, right? So like if I need to quickly cast magic weapon, I now got that on my bar, right? And if I need to, let's say I need to quickly cast resistance. Well, now that's on my bar, right? I'm also looking through my spells really quickly to say, okay, what can I quickly cast that can be on my bar, okay? So we've those are the three I think are pretty good for this. Let's go. I don't have any level tool spells. Let's grab inflict light wounds as well. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got them on my bar. We've got spells on the bar. We can attack just by clicking the enemy. And well, let's go into the cathedral. So if you remember correctly, we had some problems, right, with these super enemies, but we are a lot stronger now. We didn't necessarily level up, but we definitely are a lot stronger in terms of, well, we don't have to worry so much about various fights. So the warrior up here, he looks like he's actually walking out. Let's check him out again. He's still overpowering, right? He's now coming at me. So we actually absorbed the damage. We did 10 physical damage. He actually took that hit pretty well. He's barely injured. Inflict light wounds actually healed him. Whoopsie! And he immediately killed us. Are you kidding me? Immediately hit us hard enough to kill us. That's actually kind of hilarious, and I did not even consider that that would happen. So let's heal ourselves real quick. All right, we are near full health, right? So let's take a look at our spells. And since we know that Cure Light Wounds, that'll heal us. Right.
You will not prevail.
So he hurt us pretty badly, actually. Let's heal again. My damage resistance actually. Oh, okay. So I can take the hit for the most part, but there's so many scavengers around the bad guy too that it's making it very difficult to focus him down, if that makes sense, right? So let's do this. Let's let my wounds stabilize real quick. He actually probably will come back once I stand up, but that's fine. I got to figure out how I can use, if I can use that move. I don't know if I can.
Fall before the righteous.
Let's see if I can. Just kill a couple of them, right? So I need to heal myself. All right, I got that. I got that off. We're going to attack this one over here. The scavengers can't really hurt me, right? It's the big guys that really do the damage, right? And here he's coming back. He hurts me just a little bit.
Victory.
All right, let's heal. Attack this guy. He's hurting, right? And he's hurting us. That's what we expect. We expect him to hurt us. But now we can hurt him back, and that's the important part. Now we're set up in a way that we can actually do damage in return, right? Yeah, 7 damage. He's still injured. I'm badly wounded, but I'm not dead. He's super badly wounded. We're both badly wounded. He hurt me a little bit more. I should swing. That's a hit. It's near death. He missed with that swing. That's a 16 on a miss. And that's what we wanted. Right there. We leveled up. Let's level up. We can take another cleric level. What is this expecting us to take? You know what? We'll just go with the recommended there. That's not bad. Recommended on this is extra turning. I really don't want extra turning. So let's look through our abilities here, and we could take toughness, which will increase our hit points. Gaining 1 extra hit point per level. We could take that. We can also take weapon finesse, which is, I think, light weapons subtly making the melee attacks with the dexterity. We don't need that. Weapon focus allows proficiency with a chosen weapon. Basically, it's required for weapon specialization. They get particularly skilled with a specific weapon. Ooh, okay. Yeah, we can take that. That gives a +1 attack bonus to something. You know what? Let's take that on maces, since I'm going to try to stick to maces as much as possible. I love maces. Maces are cool. We can take that. And now our maces, now we're actually doing a little better, right? We're doing a little bit better. Now we need to heal. We only have 6 healing spots left, but as we get a little bit better, we can, let's examine the warrior here. And he's got 10 gold and a gemstone, a Fina Lope. And now we know we can take out the other one. We've taken out one. I'm going to rest. We've taken out one. We could take out the other. This is amazing news. And if we stack our buffs right before we start the fight, that's definitely going to do us good. All right, the abandoned shrine. We're not touching that again. That was foolhardy. Foolhardy in nature. This guy has lesser restoration. We could probably sell that. That's good. I'm going to turn that off there, and we're going to walk around the cathedral. We're still in the early areas. We're not really in any major area right now. I'm looking in statues inside the first area of the cathedral, just trying to find a little extra money. There's some bolts we can sell. We can do that. That's awesome. And there's nothing else in this room. I'm also looking for any scavengers that we did not get a chance to kill earlier. There's a corpse here. What's on this corpse? This is an amethyst. Ooh, money, money, money. That's money right there. So we're walking back into that room that we trapped ourselves in previously with the town portal. That's the sound you're hearing. The town portal. Who knew? It's got a sound. So we've done that. Let's look around. Let's see if anything else is in these corpses that are laying around on the ground. And we're going to explore and see. Oh, this is a door I can't open yet. Okay, I can't open that door because, well, I'm not good enough to do so. And the other guy is back here, I think. And I remember him attacking me. Do I see him? Where is he at? We're going to pause and look around real quick. He's been wandering through. He actually opened the door. Okay, so that's kind of terrifying. But because I know he's not... There he is. Someone attacked me. All right, hold on. Someone attacked me from somewhere. I can't see them. Ah, fallen ones. Okay, a fallen one attacked me, and another one fallen one dropped up on me, got the drop on me really quickly. But we're smart. We have the power of heavy maces on our side. And that went super smooth, actually. Let's just check the bodies here. Checking the bodies. Yeah, they had money on them. They had gold on them. Gold and bolts, and we can sell bolts. And we're going to grab a chest here, which is a set of thieves' tools. We can't use those because we are not a thief. I don't know if non-thieves can use thieves' tools. A potion of cure serious wounds here on the corpse on the floor. And now we're entering a room that looks like a meat locker, and all it's got in it is a crate. And looks like a scavenger. That's fine. A plague eater as well. We're going to attack that. That's a couple scavengers. Nothing major. Just a couple bad guys. Just a couple bad guys. Nothing major. We could take those out. We take those out with prejudice, and we'll check the bodies. Of course, no items, no gold. No items, no gold. That's fine. I was mistaken. There are two crates in here. Let's open these up. This first crate has a lesser restoration in it. Again, can sell that for pretty decent money. And a bit of gold in it. So we've got about 200 gold now. That's going to be useful so we can buy more healer's kits, because healer kits with the ability to heal is going to greatly improve our situation. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do a game save. And this way, when we fight this boss, quote unquote, this bad guy, we can quickly handle it. So he's coming up on us. He sees us. Does he see us yet? All right. Here we go. We've given ourselves a little bit of strength, and now we can attack. We are getting shot at, but it's not really hurting us. They are injured, which is awesome, and we took a little bit of damage, about two hits, but it absorbed. Actually, it absorbed the damage. That's awesome. The skeleton warrior was normally overpowering, but now, due to the power of money, we are able to take it out relatively easily, I guess I'd say. And this is what we should have done to be. Yeah, it's dead. It was taken out. We took both pieces out. Look at us. Look at how good we are. We did it, y'all. We defeated the skeleton warriors that have been haunting us for a mission and a half. That's awesome. Now, there are rooms we need to check out. I want to check, make sure I did grab everything from that skeleton warrior. Yeah, I did. Okay. There's some rooms I need to check out, so let's check the rooms. Any fallen ones? Fallen ones. There are fallen ones. Now, fallen ones are like goblin-style characters. They are basically lower-level demons. We actually are making fortitude saves versus poison. That's kind of impressive. But we're also standing, if you can't hear, we're standing close-ish to our town portal. So you'll be hearing that. We picked up a club. We have about 92 pounds in our pack right now. So we need to be kind of careful to what we pick up. I am getting stuck on geometry. It's awesome. And we're exploring the last room in that hallway we explained at the very end of the last episode. We're also checking out barrels. Can we bash the barrel? I wonder if we can. We can. And it had nothing in it. Oh, it did have something in it. Okay. It had blindness. Again, another thing we can sell. What about this barrel? Is this barrel... barrel's trapped. It hurt. Oh, I died. Did I take... I took negative 27 damage. It instantly killed me. Slow clap for that. That was brilliant. I cannot believe I did that. I lost 21 gold pieces for that really dumb mistake there. All right, so we used our town portal to go back into the thing, back into the cathedral, and we're going to walk back to where we blew ourselves up at. I just need to be careful when it comes to trapped stuff, because that'll kill me, as you see it did. I might need to pick up a... Fallen One Archer just like popped up out of nowhere. Some more bolts we can take. Some arrows we can take. I might need to pick up... Was there any remains on the ground? All right. There's some remains on the ground for that, I think. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll grab those remains. 4 gold. Nice. And these remains... A charm person or animal. Charmy. Charmy the charmster. We're charming stuff. Can we just unlock it? A specified key is required to unlock that.
Ball before the righteous.
That's my cleric sound. We're breaking things. So basically, okay, so this hallway If you were walking into the room we found where we got killed last time, and turned to the right and went to the end of the hallway then veers hard to the right, like in a 90-degree pattern, basically going around the front of the cathedral. There is a door here that is open, but there's a trap on the other side. I do not have a way to untrap it, so I'm just going to step on it and see if what kind of damage we take. It's only 5 degrees of acid. That's fine. We're going to be careful in the future because we do not want to get ourselves killed by traps. So we may pick up the rogue inside the rogue. Is there a rogue in there? I need to pick up someone with trap finding, right? So basically, right now, by the way, while I'm talking about all that, we've got a bunch of fallen ones who have just suddenly attacked us. And they're not really hurting us all that much. They're missing all of their attacks. And every time you hear the one fall, it's dead. It's dying. So they have hurt me a little bit. It's not much. I think it's one hit. And literally with three of them, we've gained back all the experience we lost due to blowing ourselves up. Good stuff there, right? We've taken out all of the fallen around us, and we're going to gather those bodies here in a minute. And we took out one fallen archer who was standing back, kind of being smart, actually. I'm kind of impressed with that sort of tactics. I didn't expect that out of these guys at all. Oh, a fire agate. I think that is a... Oops, sorry. I need that gold. Thank you. And a potion of bark skin. Ooh, that's nice. Some arrows. A energy ray. A copper ring we can sell. Some more gold. I'm just looting the bodies right now. I'm just kind of roaming around looking to see if any of them are selectable. They are not. We've already gotten everything. Let's check the lantern. Lectern has a tome of healing, a tome of identification, and a tome of healing. Okay. What about this lectern? This lectern has a tome of healing. I just straight up dig that. Okay, cool. All right, so we're exploring down the hallway. The hallway, again, goes pretty straight. There's some barrels on the side here. None of them look trapped. My perception is pretty large, so we are going to attack the barrels here. And this... Guys, can you not? I'm over here looting barrels. Can you not shoot at me? We have some fallen archers who have just, like, popped up, and they're like, eh, we're going to shoot at you because... Oh, this will also open a gate to this area as well from the backside. I dig it. I dig it, I dig it, I dig it. I wonder if this would have been the way to get around those bad guys if we had a key. All right, so we've got some bullets. We could sell those. Some gold. Gold's nice. We're going to need those for healing items, right? Okay, and we've killed all the killed all of them. Let's go grab our spoils from the barrels, which is a potion of bless, another potion of bless, and one last barrel for us to destroy. Let's destroy it real quick. And nothing. Oh, and a clarity spell. Now we can read spells if we wanted to. There's nothing stopping. I think we do have spell casting, so if I wanted to do this, I could. Like, I think if I use Lesser Restoration on myself, let me make sure, see if I can read it. Yeah, I can read those. Okay, so I might make a page. I need to see if I can open this door. I can. Plague Eaters inside. Who knew? More Plague Eaters. I'm opening doors and getting attacked. What is this? What is this? Diablo? Okay, that was a joke. That was funny. You should laugh. Ha, ha, ha. All right, so we're taking out the Plague Eaters. Easy enough. They never have anything in them. There's a barrel in here. Of course it's locked. I'll bash the barrel. We'll just break it open. Looks like there's a crate, two crates in here, and this barrel. The barrel had a piece of gem in it. Crate had a fire agate, and the other crate had a gold and a magic missile spell. That actually might come in handy. So I'm going to have to organize those spells and figure out which ones I can sell, which ones I won't need. More barrels. We're not going to touch these for now. I just want to see if this door will unlock from the other side. It does not. That's worth a shot. So let's head back down the hallway. And so basically, as we continue exploring this area, by the way, I'm passing some more barrels. I'm not going to attack them. We're actually going to be probably headed back to town here in a second to do some selling. But I'm going to do a little bit more exploration on this floor. The core behind how this game works in comparison to something like its predecessor, like Diablo, like the game it's based off of, is that the world isn't randomized in this. So there is no like real random elements. Everything in this module has been pre-planned, pre-placed, and is set up very specifically for us to do. And I know they used some scripts to randomize where some items appear. So if you're playing this, you're not going to find the same items I'm finding, right? That's not going to happen. But what you will find is the same maps and the same enemies. For the most part, here's the other bit of weirdness and awesomeness about this. He also has a random mob generator script that can trigger at certain points in the maps. So let's say we're fighting, in this case, we're fighting some Plague Eaters. Let's say we're fighting some Plague Eaters. There is a random chance that more Plague Eaters can spawn because you were killing a Plague Eater. So I could be killing 4 or 5 Plague Eaters and 4 or 5 more could appear. And that's the cool thing. That makes every single playthrough, no matter what kind of character you're playing on, feel different. And I think that's the key. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to use my bag here as a spell storage. I've got a magic bag on me. I'm kind of going to use it as spell storage for now. We're going to put the Great Conflict in the final slot. I think I'm going to put all of the books down there. That's where my tomes were put. I'm going to put all the spells in this bag. Got a whole bunch of stuff to sell. We'll figure that out here in just a little while. Like, we got a whole lot of stuff just to sell away. Did I have anything pop into... Yes, I did. We're doing a little bit of inventory organization. It's kind of like a Tetris, game of Tetris, which is the same way Diablo was. I know that's one of the big things a lot of people liked about Diablo was how it was Tetris-like in design. That's pretty cool. So we continue exploring. We walk down the opposite hallway all the way to... I feel like it's conclusion. There is some more barrels down this way. Nothing really major. I remember the bad guy was doing something across the way. Okay, so we found some civilians. They are alive. We are going to save them as much as possible. They're actually fairly strong, to be honest with you. So these are 2 town folks. This guy had flesh bar on him. Okay, so let's talk to the townsfolk. He says, this is a very scary place, and I'm going to tell him, I'll deal with these creatures myself. You should get out of here at once. Nice. Is that both of them talk? Yeah. 200 experience points per person saved. You can't do better than that. Straight up, free experience. We also gained some wine. There's another corpse on the ground. That had a cure potion, a potion of cure moderate wounds. We have a heavy crossbow. I might use that in an alternative mode. Let me know at the end of this episode if you guys want me to use the crossbow. I might not see it until after I've recorded like 2 more episodes or something, because this, when I'm recording this, this comes out a couple weeks later. We just triggered a sonic trap, by the way. I was literally walking to the end of the hallway because I wanted to see what was down here. What's down here? More enemies! So, trigger to sonic. But let me know if you want to see me use or hear about me using crossbows and ranged weaponry. I've been mainly a melee fighter, right? So I've not been using anything like ranged like that. But who knows? I might be convinced to go with something like that. So the first crate had a gold and a gem. Second crate has gold, and there's nothing else here. There's a barrel. We can bash, I guess. Don't explode on me. And it had a charm animal spell. Dope. All right, I think this is a good spot for me to head back to town. Actually, it's a good spot for me to level. We just gained 2 levels in this one episode. And we're level 4, which means we get to use one point. Wisdom kind of powers my spells, by the way. So I'm going to be going wisdom first. We're going to get that to 18, and then we'll begin kind of bringing everything else up. I think I'm going to bring wisdom up, then constitution up, and then strength up in that order. Maybe charisma. Maybe, I don't know. Let's just go with recommended for this. Make sure it didn't give me anything dumb. Now that's good. And that's it. We got heal and parry. That's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's good. It's golden. I love it. I do want to use a scroll of town portal. Let's use one of the tomes of town portal, and we'll use it right here. We'll go back to town. So I'm going to take the next bit, and I'm going to go do a selling journey a little bit. But with me doing this selling journey, I want to tell you, thank you for coming by. Thank you for being awesome. And thank you for listening to the cast. It means a ton to me that you're listening and that you're following along in this, frankly, intense and amazing journey. With that said, cut to the end card. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.